Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So I wanted to kind of continue on this Pete Prisco thing just because it's interesting. He's not saying, like, who should go where. He's saying what he believes and the conversations he's had with people where things would land. And he says Jaden Daniels should go ahead of Caleb Williams.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen. But you imagine if Caleb landed it too and came back to D.C.?
Yeah, it could. But the whole thing about it is, I mean, we don't know. If it were to happen, guess what? If it were to happen like that, I'll be shocked. But I'll say more of cool. People really looked at stuff instead of just falling into something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we'll see. But the ultimate thing is the assumption has been that the whole time. And I think when you assume that, it's a natural tendency to compare the next two instead of ever comparing the other. One of them with the first one, you know? So the assumption has always been that ever since Caleb won the Heisman, we've been like, oh, he's going number one. I think we got stuck in that. Because I didn't think nobody else was going to show up and have a season that was as good as his when he won the Heisman.
Right.
You know? And he did in a tougher division.
So of Drake May, Prisco writes, I prefer May over the remaining quarterbacks, even if he has some mechanical flaws that need fixing. This is after Daniels and then Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer May over the remaining quarterbacks, even if he has some mechanical flaws that need fixing. The Patriots have to address quarterbacks, so this would work. I do think there's a real chance Drake goes three to New England. But there was also something interesting that the J.J. McCarthy stuff, where do you land on J.J.B.? You kind of think it's...
Listen, man, the thing about it is, where does he go? Does he go somewhere where he has to go in there and just take over and carry a team? Or does he go somewhere with a legitimate running game where he can still do what he did in college? Because one thing he proved to you, if that's his system, he's damn good at it. When he had to just show up in spurts instead of saying, no, I'm carrying the team from start to finish, he did that. He passed that with flying colors. So I don't know how good he is being the lead dog, like where he got to throw the ball 30, 40 times a game. I don't know how good he is with that. Nobody has seen it. So to make the assumption that he can naturally just do it and carry him, that would be asinine to me. So he has to be put in the right position, right situation.
Yeah. It's interesting. If you compare McCarthy, the last two seasons, he's thrown, on average, 325 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Which is almost the exact same Jaden had last year.
But let me hit you with something here, though. If he were to go to a team and they throw in that thing 500 times, what did we say about Sam? Look like his arm got tired after a while, didn't it?
Yeah, and his body.
So you begin to wonder if a guy that has never done that can he do it? Like you hear me, I am on my soapbox all the time with the way guys prepare for football this year, at this day and age, where nobody ever goes into the third quarter. How the hell do they know they're going to be able to do it when the season starts? And we watch several people, when the season starts, they look awful in the second half of the first two games because they had nothing all preseason. So it's like when I see I don't know what he can do because I haven't seen him put in that situation. But what I've seen him do, the situation he's been put at, he's damn good at it.
Yeah. So it's crazy just these numbers. JJ, this past year, they went 15-0, won the Natty. So consider, because they were in the Natty, they probably played a lot more games. Mm-hmm. Daniels played 12 games, so JJ got three extra games. But their stat line, this is pretty remarkable. Daniels completed 236 passes on 327 attempts, 72% completion.
Which in 12 games.
In 12 games. It's just asinine. But McCarthy, 240 for 332, 72% completion. It's crazy that it's almost identical completion rates, right?
Mm-hmm.
McCarthy, in 15 games, had 2,991 passing yards. Daniels, in 12, had 3,812, almost another 1,000 yards passing.
That's what I'm saying.
In three fewer games.
When you look at McCarthy, he was more in a ball control style offense. And Jaden was put in an offense where his arm had to carry some things. So when you like people would have a conversation with you and only talk about his percentages, okay? Which leaves out a lot. It leaves out you played three more games and this guy got 800-900 yards more than you. You played in three more games. He has way more touchdowns than you. And people, when you look in college and you have a run. Whenever there's a run offense that leads in college, you have a lot of wide open people because they're trying to stop the run.
Right.
And still, your yards weren't big because you remember that time when you made the comment about Bro Nix, you said he threw a lot of balls at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
A lot of balls that J.J. McCarthy threw were ball control, medium. It wasn't no stuff down the field per se, consistently.
Sure. It's interesting. I like McCarthy. I think he actually has a lot more to offer than we've seen because of the way that Michigan offense was structured. But somebody you and I both know all week has been texting me like, I don't understand what this is with McCarthy. And it does stand out that in Michigan's, I don't want to say their biggest game because clearly they eventually went to the playoffs and the Natty and everything. But in their biggest game to that point, when they were on the road against Penn State and they were undefeated and they really hadn't been tested much, that was the big knock on Michigan to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was their only true, really high-quality road win. They did beat my Turtles at Bird Stadium, but I don't know that people would call that a high-quality road win. But against Penn State, which was by far the most fierce crowd they faced, everything, he threw eight passes and nothing in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're able to run the ball. That's terrific. But
it's true. But when you run the ball like that, and later on, you got that certain group of people who go, he's a winning quarterback. If you threw eight passes, and you just turn back and hand the ball off? Did you really carry that game? Because remember when Peyton went to the Super Bowl in Denver?
Yeah.
Did Peyton carry that team?
No.
And I think
people forget he got benched that year for Brock Osweiler.
That's what I'm trying to say. So, listen, man.
Von Miller carried that team.
We don't know what he can become. But, I'm with you. I think he has more to offer than we've seen. But then again, when more get thrown on him, will he be as comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, they're interesting questions. He was really good against Bama in the college football playoff at the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But he also almost threw a pick on the first play of the game. I think it was ruled an INT, and then replay reviewed it, and the guy's foot came out I don't, either the kid didn't hold on to it. It was overturned. But his first play of the game was an INT because he tested a guy that's going to be a pro corner and lost.
Yeah. But he, yeah.
But I don't know. I think one thing that's interesting here is Prisco has, so this is Prisco's what teams should do. Not saying what they will do, just what they should do. He says, Daniels 1, Williams 2. So that's already a major shakeup. Drake May goes 3. Then he's got Neighbors ahead of Harrison. Neighbors, Harrison, Adunze, Joe Alt at 7. That sure looks like if Alt is there at 7, the Titans are running to the window and not even waiting. And I believe.
No, they got to wait to leave. Make sure they wait.
That's true, just for the television product.
Yeah, yeah.
But I believe it's Brian Callahan coaching the Titans now, and his father is Bill Callahan.
Oh, yeah. And you know what they like to do? Run the football.
Well, and they like big old linemen. They very much value the trenches. So I think you could see that happening pretty quick.
They don't mind going 50 runs to 10 passes. It'd be good for them.
Dallas Turner is your first defensive player off the board at 8. This, I think, is interesting. Now, again, this is Pete Prisco doing his own thing. He has Chop Robinson going top 10, and there's some debate if Chop is a first-rounder. He wrote of Chop, the Penn State pass rusher. After watching more tape on Robinson, I think he could end up being the best pure rusher in this draft. He has that explosive step and bend. He has the best of those traits in this class. Brock Bowers at 10 to the Jets. That Alt at 7 to the Titans, and then Bowers at 10 to the Jets – seem like those two things are actually going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is basically making that pick. He wants a tight end, and they're going to get him one. Then you've got the run of 11, 12, 13, where it's Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, all of whom need quarterbacks. I think it'll be really interesting. And Prisco says at 11, it's going to be Penix. Mm. And if you're just drafting a quarterback based on the tape, it's got to be Penix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, like I'll say this. I know the injuries scare people, but after the injuries, he put up those numbers last year.
Yeah.
So what I was talking about earlier, being battle-tested and going through some ish, he's going through some ish.
A lot of it.
Yeah. And still came out on the other side damn good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.